morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Max and Friends, and welcome to LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host of the night, Ms. Avery.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, Avery?
Awesome. How about you, Max?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing – summer is full effect, is in full effect here on the East Coast.
Oh, you know? Same up here on the West, so
– well. It's just, it's doing good. This heat is nice, you know, doing our thing on the East Coast. But I'm a little tired tonight, Avery.
Oh,
I think summer's kicking my ass a little bit. But you know what?
Oh, no.
Whether I'm tired or not, on Sunday night, I'm always here. I've been here for like 2 years now, so I can't, you know, can't stop now. You know what I mean?
You can't stop, Max. We have a duty to the people. We are going to rock
this one.
And you
know what? The best thing is, one of my favorite quotes, today's Nelson Mandela's birthday, by the way, so happy birthday, Nelson Mandela, but it always seems impossible until it's done. So that's one of his quotes, and just keep on going, I guess, people, right? I tell you. So, Avery, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about, right?
So much.
Let's wake up, because, you know, I got to tell you the truth. I was, like, sleeping before I got into the studio, so I'm like, I don't have a cup of coffee, so I'm kind of like, dragging my ass. So Avery, we gotta just
I'm gonna pick you up. Let's go.
Pick me up, girl. And I gotta say hi to Tamara. She's not here tonight, but Tamara's out signing her books and getting her vibrator ready for everyone. So Tamara, do your thing. But speaking of hotness, we got some hot topics tonight, Avery.
We talk about do.
Total week in review. Where do you even want to start? Let's start somewhere.
How about with Mel Gibson?
And
Oh my God.
All right. Allegedly, Mel Gibson, y'all heard that he's been saying some crazy shit. Like everything
he's
under
insane.
The sun.
Yeah. We have no, now, we don't know what's going on.
But allegedly it's not him. And allegedly they're splicing phone calls put together. So until we have confirmation that it's him, allegedly, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. But allegedly he's moving back to Australia.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of knew this. Sorry about that. I'm back. Here I am.
Good.
I kind of knew this because he did sell his house, you know, here in Connecticut where I have my
house.
And
his other one's for sale, too.
They are. He's just, you know what?
The Lavender Farm one is up for sale.
Goodbye. Good luck. Good night. Whatever you got to do, Mel, go to rehab if you need it. And
I still heart you.
Listen, you know, he was a great actor. He still is a great actor. He was a great producer, made over $600 million with Passion of the Christ. He does his thing. He's beefed up on security because he knows he fucked up. Bottom line is, whatever he's doing, like just like the BP oil spill, put a cap on it.
Put a cap on it.
Now, you know what? Let's actually talk about the BP oil spill real quick, because apparently they got a cap and for like more than 48 hours now. It's kind of stopped.
Isn't that so exciting?
I think, listen, if that's, we had Swamiji on, you know, he was Swamiji Balindu. He was our guru from India who lived in a cave for 3 years. We did these amazing mantras to help it, and I think it worked. So let's go from the BP oil spill to Paris Hilton spilling again at the airport. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Well, Max, where was she this time? Last time she's in Africa.
Now she's in Corsica. What is with her in islands?
I don't know. But anyway,
you know, when you get to the island, you feel like you need to smoke a little, I think. You know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But she's so sick of people making up these rumors, okay? They're just a quote-unquote.
Well, what's the rumor? What's the alleged rumor?
Well, she says that, you know, she didn't have any gaunch and she doesn't know what's going on. She says they're all rumors.
And then she puts on Twitter, what's your favorite quote?
I'm so sick of people making up these rumors. The latest one about me is completely false, too. Don't believe what you read. Silly nonsense. Oh, gosh.
It is silly nonsense. But you know
what? It is. She loves it. We love it. We just talked about it.
Dionne Warwick gets busted. Whitney Houston gets busted. Paris Hilton gets busted. You know, she's amongst some good people, allegedly.
Okay, but Max, just don't get busted, okay?
Well, you know what? Listen, if you're going to do that, you know, like, be smart about it. Well, I guess it fucks you up, so you can't be smart about it. But you know what? An icon, legend, one of my father's great friends, she used to see it at Delmonico's all the time. I have some great pictures of her. Zsa Zsa Gabor, she fell, and she was hospitalized. But I think she's going to do fine. She was in her wheelchair. She's getting old. It's so sad when these icons get old. I have pictures. She's like so beautiful. And now I'm like looking at her. I feel so bad for Zsa Zsa Gabor. But we love Zsa Zsa. So you're like an icon to a lot of people. So get better. Now, you know what we got to talk about. What happened to our girl? Wait. Last week we reported Lindsay gets a new lawyer. We don't remember his name. All remember his
name. We were so excited. What was it? And V? Somebody V?
So V.
From Chicago
is no longer her attorney because she gets, who does she get?
Ooh, Robert Shapiro. Now, Max, Simpson. That should totally ring a bell, though. That was O.J. Simpson's lawyer.
Now, let me tell you something even not cooler, but I think it's a perfect blend because Shapiro's son died of an overdose. So I think he's taking Lindsay on as his daughter figure, trying to save her. You know, he started a rehab center in honor of his son. So I think it's a good thing that this is happening. But I don't think she's going to go to jail. What do you think?
You know what? We've got 4 days until this goes down. I don't know. But you know what? I think that, I don't know. That's a tough one, Max. You know, I think that she's going to have to spend some time, but
they're trying to push for her to go to rehab. So if that's what, listen, the girl's got to do something because she can't keep, you know, she's like self-destructive.
But you know what's going to happen, right? It's going to go, she's going to go to rehab and she's going to say, no, no, no. You know,
she doesn't. Everyone's, the judge is going to say, yes, yes, yes. Speaking of judges,
Homegirl I makes love her. My God.
$5 million a year.
Yes. And now she's the reigning queen, though, on daytime TV. She's the most top rated.
Oprah. She beat Oprah.
Oh, man.
She gets like 6 million viewers a day or something.
Yeah. And she only works 52 days a year, Max.
Yeah. She's
Isn't
got it.
And incredible.
She lives here in Connecticut. So, yes, it is incredible. But I like Judge Judy. Don't pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining. Judge Judy, you know why? Because she gives you the truth. She doesn't mess around. And she's Judge Judy, you know? And it's like, Judge Judy. I think Judge Judy needs to get Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. We should have a Judge Judy celebrity smackdown.
We shall. We'll make that happen. Well, you know what? We'll do like our own MTV celebrity fight, you know, in
I
the ring.
I love it.
Now, speaking of celebrities, Mariah's not pregnant.
No,
allegedly,
dang.
Nick Cannon came out and said she's not pregnant. I think it's all publicity. I think she is.
You know what? I think she is, too.
Or she just got fat.
She's just having a Jessica Simpson moment.
Or she's just getting fat. But put the fork down. You know what I mean? I bet Mariah likes to eat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, look at that Tay.
I got to tell you. Oh, Mariah. I don't know. I heard she was pregnant with twins. You know what? Let's move on because Mariah's Mariah. All right, real quick.
All
I got
allegations. Come on.
Our girl Kelly Rowland, her album's getting pushed back. Blah blah blah. Now this is good. And before we got to do this quickly because we got a good guest coming on tonight. We got Rib Hillis. Y'all know him from A&E's $100 Makeover. Y'all know him from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. He's gonna be on in just a bit, so we got to do this quickly. But Bristol Palin and Levi Johnson get paid $100,000 to do People magazine cover, allegedly. And on top of it, I think they're doing this for a freaking reality show.
Oh.
Do you think they're really getting married?
You mean on US Weekly that they were paid? She went to People magazine, but they did not say that they were getting engaged. She hid the ring and everything, and then she sold it to US Weekly. Well, do we really need another reality TV show, Max? Seriously?
Well,
that's all I have to say about that.
We do. We need one. Because you know what? I'm doing one. So, yeah, we need more.
And Elizabeth Hurley's making her own, too. One I'm interested in.
That would be good.
I can't wait to see.
Do you remember when she got busted with Divine Brown? Well, not she did, but her ex-husband or boy. Oh, God. What's his name? Gosh. I can't remember his name. He's in all those movies.
All those movies we don't remember, Max.
You know who I'm talking about. He was in.
Right along.
I got some good gossip. The Queen of England. I saw a thing on the news the other day that homegirl, they have put a restraint on her wallet. They are saying, stop your spending, Queen, Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness. You are not allowed to spend more money. So, which the roof at Buckingham Palace is not going to be fixed. It's just going to be mended. We're going to ask Rib Hillis what he thinks about that when he comes on. Should we do it or should we not? Should we fix it?
Maybe they could do a $100 makeover, too.
Could you imagine?
Okay, well.
All right, I got to say
zero on.
Yeah, the $100 makeover at Buckingham Palace. We'll ask her about that. But yeah, so apparently the queen is getting busted. Like, they're not allowing her to spend. They've cut so many of her staff. They've cut the bodyguards for Fergie's daughters. Things are getting a little bit, you know, the recession. Recession
is the royal
getting,
wedding.
That's why they're cutting back.
They got to do something right.
It is 11:11 here in New York, so make a wish, everybody. But yeah, I think recession's hitting Buckingham Palace. Now, this is a cool story. I forgot to tell you about this. Did you hear about the champagne that they found in the Baltic Sea from the 18th century?
No.
And apparently it's still good, and it's each bottle will be about $60,000 at auction.
Oh, God.
That's
can you get
pretty
the max?
Cool. I don't know, but you can get Oscar's Del Monaco vodka if you can't get champagne.
I take that any day.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
So, yeah, but they found these really cool bottles of champagne, and they're still, like, doing their thing. I tell you. But I know you wanted to talk about some more hot topics, so why don't we just get those hot topics out of the way, and then we're going to welcome on Rib Hillis. So he's going to be here in the studio in just a moment. So what else do we want to talk about, Avery?
That's a really good question, Max.
Oh, I know what you want. You wanted to talk about Jersey Shore. Yes.
Oh, they're all on strike right now?
They're all on strike.
Yeah, they want a little bit more money.
They do want more money. I mean, good for them. What can I tell you?
Oh, dear.
Now, listen, everyone, we're going to open up the lines tonight. 323-203-0815 is the number here to the studio at Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Avery. And we're going to take your questions when Rib Hillis is in the studio. What's your makeover question? Do you have one? Are you in a house that needs to be repaired and you don't know what to do? Well, we've got him on tonight. Rib Hillis is coming out in the studio in just a bit. And we're going to have a good conversation with him. Y'all know him. He's been all over the place. The man, he has a biography. I mean, you saw his biography, you know, Avery. He's like,
it's so extensive. Everywhere. It's so extensive. It's so exciting. He's
TV
so
host.
Handsome, ladies. He's another handsome guy. I'm just sitting here drooling. I'm so excited to have him on the show.
And he's TV's host, actor, model, home improvement expert. He's been all over the place, and he's here on Max and Friends. Now, Rib Hillis, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm good. I'm actually on the East Coast right now, so it's amazing technology today. We can just plug in anywhere.
Hey, we have an app now, too, so you can listen to us on your iPhone, too.
That's
technology,
right.
The changes.
Now, Rib, you have a bio that reads like Who's Who 2010. You have been all over the place. You've done everything. You've done from modeling to home to what haven't you done?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I actually won more feather in my cap. I got to host Acme Saturday Night the other night and do sketch comedy, which was to that point something I hadn't done. So I figured, listen, if you do what we do for a living, you got to put on any hat you can put on to take care of your family and have a career. So I'm very fortunate and happy to be able to do it all. And so I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you have twin daughters, don't you?
Boy and a girl. Boy, girl.
Boy and a girl.
Yep.
You see, look at you, father. So you're a father, you're an actor, you just do your thing, man of many hats.
I try. My kids, actually, we're visiting my family on the East Coast right now, and my parents had TiVo'd all the $100 makeover shows, so we've been watching over the last few days, and my kids were watching them, and they knew it was going to happen, but they started seeing what I'm building for the other children on TV, and they're like, hey, Dad, when we get back to California, can you build something like that for me?
Speaking of building, you know, the Buckingham Palace is having some major renovation problems. And can we do a $100 makeover at Buckingham Palace? What entails a $100 makeover, Rib?
Well, I've got to say, when I first heard the idea of a $100 makeover coming from where I was on Extreme Makeover, I thought, well, what are you going to do for $100? But I have been extremely impressed and pleased with what we do. The before and afters really say it all. Paint goes a long way. You have to buy it, you know, economically, but it goes a long way in changing the look of the room. You get rid of a lot of clutter. And then when you see on the show that I go and scrounge around in their garage or their attic for spare lumber, that is all true. I literally scrounge for lumber because you can't go out and buy all brand new lumber because I'm dealing with, you know, $40 worth budget right there. So we all make it work, but getting rid of clutter, paint job, and then, you know, organizing. And I build something, usually something custom and built in the room that fits and helps you organize it. So.
Now, did you learn this from being on Extreme Home Makeover? And how much did you love being on that show?
I loved being on Extreme Makeover. I really, really believed and believe in what we did on that show and what they still do. I mean, I personally was able to help 16 families. I've stayed in touch with them. Mm-hmm. I get emails from them all the time and text messages. And I just, it really, what you see, the emotion, all those things, it's real. And so I was really honored to be a part of it. I learned a ton on that show because they I had some projects that required, I dare say, hundreds of hours of work, and so we had a lot of people all getting in there and working, and experts. I mean, I can build. I like to say I'm as good as, you know, any guy, and I've gotten better over the years. But I mean, there's guys that this is what they do for 30 years. They're cabinet makers. They're pros, and I learned a lot from them, and I still learn a lot on on $100. The more you do something, the better you get at it. So it's been a long tenure for me. I started out working with my father when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, Extreme. You worked with my buddy Eduardo Zoll.
Absolutely. Love
Eduardo. Eduardo and I did a great book together, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. So Eduardo and I did
that
book.
I've seen that book. Absolutely. Yeah,
yes,
fantastic.
I've the classic dinner party. That was my section of the book, my chapter. But Eduardo, it's a great show. We were actually, when they were in Connecticut, they in Bridgeport, we got to help move the bus. And I tell you, very seldomly, my sister and I, my mom, we were all there. We literally broke down crying. Like, the energy of emotions is so intense with that show when they moved
that bus. It's incredible. This is frenzy. You literally have, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of people standing out front cheering and screaming and yelling. The family comes home. They've been gone for, you know, 5 days, and, you know, the emotion is just so charged and high, and they've been through so much. Typically, these families have suffered so much. So when that bus moves, we all react to the family's reaction, which is typically very emotional. And, you know, it was a long week for everybody. It's a long week for me to be away from my family and the builders and everyone that works on that show. I love that show. I hope it stays on forever. I was happy to be a part of it. I was very happy to have an opportunity to do another show, but I think that show's fantastic.
Yep. And that's on ABC. So check your local listings to Sunday night, but y'all know it by now, but there you go.
So let's
I think they
go...
replaced me with Muppets. I know they had Muppets come on this past season. So,
well, let's get back to A&E and your $100 makeover. I want to talk about the Lise and Bobby episode. They absolutely had toys galore everywhere, and I'm sure so many families are faced with this situation of organizing toy rooms and everything else. And their bedroom was not very romantic at all. What's your feedback on this?
Well, everyone who has children is dealing with the same dilemma. You know, because it's a how
are you dealing
balance.
With it with your girls?
With my
boys,
absolutely. Are you kidding me? If I'm not going to let cameras just walk into my house, I got to get prepared because it's a reality. You know that you have you have a day. You have things you have to do. So you don't. We come in there and we have a fresh set of eyes. Robbie and Leslie are incredibly good at what they do, and we're able to focus for, you know, it's about 36 hours, and we just focus on this family's home. But what you see is you have to be able to have places to put things. You got to have a place to put the toys away. That's why I'm thinking of this episode. I built a little rolling toy boxes, and the toy boxes were an idea that my father did when I was a kid, and they doubled as a little bench seat, so you put the stuff in the toy boxes, you push them under, there's the bench seat there. That way, you know, I'm not saying your house is going to be picture perfect 24/7, but when you're having company over, you quick throw the stuff in the toy boxes, you put it away, bam, it's good.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like to have company over. I have company over just because it motivates me to clean.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? But you know what, everyone, we're going to open up the line. Rib, if you don't mind. I know that people have been Twittering me questions, so the line here at 323-203-0815 is the number of the studio on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. So we might take some calls. We might not. Depends how time goes. But speaking of time, now you're in these people's lives for 36 hours. You're spending $100. How does $100 equal 36 hours of time? Like, what do you guys do to make up?
Well, they don't the $100 does not include labor costs. I'll tell you that. So, but the $100, you know, goes into the material that we buy. If it's again paint and then building material and then some storage stuff. I've worked some pretty long hours on a $100 makeover. You'd be surprised at how much work can go into doing three rooms, each at $100, and trying to get it all done. It's no different than Extreme, where I literally was racing because the family's coming home. You know, here it is. It's only 36 hours, and we're all working our tails off, and that family's pulling up. We actually, one of the episodes, I think it was up in Seattle. We said, "Can you guys drive around the block one more time?" Seriously, because we were just trying to get everything tidied up for the reveal. It's a lot of work.
We got a caller, so call your live. I'm Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Melissa, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
How are you? It's so good to talk to you. I have a pretty simple I'm going to redo my bathroom, and I'm wondering what are the best colors to use for tiling?
What are the best what?
Colors to use. What colors would you suggest to retile my bathroom?
Bathrooms, you know, I think bright colors go a long way because they typically don't have a lot of windows in bathrooms, and dark colors will make it literally just a cave in there. But I also like to bring a little bit of color in there. I mean, personally, bathrooms, blues, and, you know, a cool blue is a nice color in there. It goes well with the light. Also, you know, it'll just, if you get too extreme colors, it's going to distort when you look in the mirror, and typically that's where we get, you know, we go in the bathroom and check in the mirror. It's going to distort what you look like. So I think, you know, light, creams, pearl colors. I personally like a little shade of blue in there, but I think that would really help. Stay away from anything too dark, though, at least on the walls.
Okay. Yeah, stay away from that chocolate brown marble. All right, Melissa, thanks so much for calling. Have a great night. And stay tuned to any $100 makeover. Maybe you'll get inspired from a show there to do your bathroom. Do you guys do any bathrooms on the show?
We have not redone a bathroom yet. I imagine it will come up. It will come up. But,
well, maybe you can do Melissa's bathroom in Connecticut.
I hope so. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Now, you and I share another commonality, Rib. We were both on America's Next Top Model. What did you do for them?
What did I do? Well, I was on the episode that I think the episode I was on has been coined the girl who caused Tyra to lose it or something like that, because at the end of the hour, whatever it was, Tyra lost it on this girl.
Oh, I know which episode you're talking about. That's a pretty...
Yeah, and so I what my role in the show was the challenge for that episode was that the girls all had to do a photo shoot with a male model, and that was me. And it was in lingerie. The girls were in push-up bras.
I remember this.
And we had to have a pillow fight. So I tell you, that was not my toughest day of work. I had a pillow fight with like 12 different girls over the course of like a 9-hour day. And, it was a lot of fun. And I had no idea what I was getting into. My agent called me and said, can you be at this house tomorrow? I was like, yeah. So I showed up. They said it was for a TV show. I didn't know what it was for. I didn't know what wardrobe was going to be. It ended up being a lot of fun though.
So 12 girls pillow fighting with?
Yep, 12.
I think you need to do a calendar with all those photos.
You can still find them if you Google image me. The pictures of me and some of the girls pillow fighting came up. They turned out beautiful. It was a fun day. It was funny because the two girls that I thought were the best in the photo shoot were the two that got kicked off the show that one. That shows you what I know.
You know, you're just telling me now, the show that I did for America's Next Top Model, because I was on the first season, before it all started, before everyone knew the craze, was the girl who gets rushed to the emergency room. Thank you for letting me know that. But so it was a fun show. Tyra, you know Tyra, she's a cool girl. And that was a fun show.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about your, you know, again, CSI Miami. Actually, you were on CSI Miami, Ugly Betty, you CSI. You've been all over, Two and a Half Men. You've been
all
on
over the map.
Yeah, I just had a movie that came out on the Sci-Fi Channel called Dino Croc versus Super Gator. And yes, you're allowed to laugh when you hear it, but it was a lot of fun to do. I went to Hawaii for 6 days. It was a super fun. I've had a very diverse and fortunate career. I'm very happy.
And what about this show, Get a Grip?
Get a Grip. That was a show that was shot for the Style Network, for E. We shot it as a pilot, and unfortunately it didn't get picked up, but we did shoot a pilot for that. It was a home improvement style show. It was the I did Model Citizen, which did air. I did one episode of that, and then Get a Grip, and then the next home improvement show I did was Extreme. So it was very
cool.
It was a fast transition into the reality world of doing home improvement stuff. But again, I've been building stuff since I was a kid, and then working on camera in various forms, you know, most of my adult life. So it was a good fit, and I love doing it. It's a lot of fun. But I'm not going to hang up any of the other jobs that I have. I still love working as a model and acting. I'm getting on a plane in 4 hours to fly back to Los Angeles for a callback for an audition, and then I'm going to come back tomorrow night. So I'm flying into L.A. just for like 4 hours and coming right back.
Mr. Busy Man. Now, you also were in a film, Taos, were you not?
Taos, yes.
Taos.
It was set in and about the town of Taos, New Mexico. It's a film I'm very proud of. It won an award at the Santa Fe Film Festival, and it was a really special film that I made. It was an indie film that had a lot of great response to it. It turned out to be one of the best films I think I've been involved in. Really was special. Taos, the city of Taos, New Mexico, the town is really incredible. So the film really just highlighted what goes on in that town. You go in there, you meet some interesting, special people that, you know, live their lives for passion as opposed to just sort of materialistic things. It was a good film.
Is it on IFC?
Taos, I'm trying to think. We had a release through Gaiam, which is a spiritual film company that distributes what they deem to be spiritual films. It's funny, at the time I didn't think that we were making a spiritual film. I thought we were making an interesting movie, but Gaiam saw it at one of the film festivals and decided to release it through them. And then as of right now, I don't know if they're what the distribution of it is. I hope it gets seen more. But Taos, Taos, and it was about the town of Taos, New Mexico. I played a lawyer in that one.
Ooh.
Cool. Now, you know what? Let's go back to when your career first started. What was your first on-air appearance?
My first acting job?
Yep.
I think my first acting job would probably be titled as, credited as Baywatch Nights, believe
yes.
it or not. My roommate at the time was Angie Harmon, who started on Baywatch Nights. And so I ended up getting an audition for a show that she's on, and I played, God, I want to remember the character.
Jed
or something.
Yeah.
Jed. Yeah, and I got burnt up by some like hot oil in a cafe that I was working at. So I think that was the first one, was Baywatch Nights. Yeah. Wow, I haven't thought about that in a while.
Baywatch Nights.
Out of all the places that you visited, though, through your whole career, which ones would you live in? Which one, is there one that just stands out that you just love?
All the homes that I've worked on in my career, which one would I live in?
No, I mean like all the places.
All the places that I've been to in
yeah,
my career?
Yeah, you've been in so many different places.
Oh, gosh. You know, Paris is like a second city to me, but I always will feel like a foreigner in Paris. I'm not French. I picked up a little bit while I was there. Love Paris. Love New York. Taos is special. I think if I had to pick some place that was outside of the country, because it's kind of, I'm gonna stretch a little bit, I would go back to Australia. I loved Australia. And here's the cool part. In Australia, we have cool accents. We're exotic in Australia.
Yes, that we are. We're doing the American accent.
Yeah, we're like exotic down there. You know all the Aussies and all the English that come over here, and they don't have to learn a new language. And we think they're so cool because they got this great accent. Well, go to Australia, and you're all of a sudden cool and exotic. It's the best.
Yes. Yes.
That's like, you know what? That's like when I was in Japan, and I was with this black girl, and she had an afro. We were like celebrities just because there was a black girl with an afro in Japan. They were like all over her. It is so funny. But yeah, but actually that was a good question you asked, Rib, was out of all the homes that you did on America's
yeah.
on
oh,
show,
Extreme, yeah.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which would you have lived in?
Whew. I'm going to have to go with the house that we did in Maryland. It was unbelievable. I'd say mansion, I've seen real mansion, but it was just so beautiful. And every room had every roof, every ceiling in the room was special. Some of them were like a herringbone. Some of them were tiles. It was just, some were hip jointed. It just, everything, it had such class to it. The builder really spared no expense. It was just absolutely incredible. Up on top of this hill, it was a room. The house was one that I put an airplane into in the boys' room. I built a wow. B-17 bomber fuselage in it. It just everything about that house was just done to the max. I think that was. But let's be honest, any single one of those homes, they're all brand new and pretty darn nice. So that one would be my favorite.
Go
wow.
You.
Well, you know
I wanted
what?
To ask you, I wanted to ask him one more question, though.
Sure.
What's your personal style? Is it modern? Is it vintage? Is it what? Do you have a personal style that you like?
In terms of home decor,
yeah.
You know, everything in my life, honestly, is dictated by my kids, really. You know, and so my life revolves around function and comfort and that. So I would say it's like homey, you know, it's definitely not, you know, vintage might be better, but it's not modern, it's not cold, it's not classical.
Eclectic, it's a little
of
everything.
But definitely things that have a function to it and that are very kid-friendly. I mean, my life, my kids are my life, so that really revolves around. I'd say that translates into every part of my life, and even into fashion. Mm-hmm. For someone who's worked in fashion for, well, I don't want to date myself, but quite a long time, I wear some great high-fashion clothes, but when I go out, I like things to be comfortable, and, you know, you have to feel like this. It's part of you, so
that's the L.A. lifestyle, right?
Yes,
the L.A.
Exactly.
lifestyle. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Dina, why don't you tell them what you're listening to tonight?
Huh?
L.A. Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. We just got to do a little plug real quick, but there you go. But yeah, no, listen, I love the LA lifestyle, you know, because I'm an East Coaster, born and raised in New York. And when I go to LA, it's just nice to get that laid back feel, that effect. But, you know, Rib, you are known also for being quite the man who donates his time, who volunteers. And there's a couple of organizations that you're on. Which are the closest to your heart?
Well, right off the bat, it would be Be the Match, which used to be called the National Marrow Donor Program. It'd be where you would go to find a bone marrow transplant. It was something that I got involved in when I was working on Extreme Makeover. A dear friend of mine had a personal friend who came down with leukemia. I had the opportunity that I met up with some people that worked with Be the Match, and so I contacted them, and it just was an amazing chances like synergy where, you know, I had cameras wanting to interview me and talk about whatever, and if I could talk about a bunch of BS, but I decided to talk about this friend of a friend who needed a bone marrow transplant so you can get on the registry. And we were able to get 4,000 people on the registry, where the year before they think they got a 200 or 300 people. And it realized that I have an incredible opportunity that if I talk, people are going to listen. And again, I can talk about BS or something that mattered, and that was an eye-opening experience for me. So I've been able to be involved with them, and then I worked with the Red Cross and organized blood drives at all the homes that I was a part of on Extreme Makeover, and still donate blood regularly. And then I'm going to be back in New York City in September doing another bone marrow drive event. So it's been a great opportunity for me to give back, because I've been very fortunate in my life with my personal life, my career, my family.
Absolutely. Now, everyone, you can check out Be the Match. Go right online, marrow.org. Simple enough. Marrow.org is the website to find out more about Be the Match.
Now, I want to ask you something, Rib. You talk a lot about your daughter and son, and how has your life changed since you've entered the limelight? Just in everyday way.
Well, I mean, one of the things is I'm back here on a family vacation, and I've been very busy. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow morning to go back to Los Angeles for work. So that's been challenging. But at the same time, it's been incredibly rewarding, because if you're busy and successful, obviously you're able to provide for your family. But I also have the opportunity to show my kids a lifestyle that a lot of kids don't get to. When I hosted Acme Saturday Night, I got my kids in one of the sketches that we did, and they came and watched the sketch comedy show. Now, it was some adult style humor, but you know, my kids have grown up around this, and I believe you can expose them and allow them to have opportunities, you know, if if I was a professional basketball player, they'd be going to watch basketball practice every day. So they got to go watch their dad do some sketch comedy. So it's been something that I enjoy, sharing my life with my kids. They've been on the sets of everything I've worked on.
Cool. But I have another question, too, that just actually came in. Now, are you a bull rider? Like, and I have to know, too, are they real? Are they motorized? I need the down low.
I spent the better part of a year riding bulls. It was funny because I grew up in Newton, Massachusetts, and you know, two things do not come from Newton, and that's bull riders and tough guys. I mean, it's a great town. I'm glad to have grown up here, but you know, you don't go on being a bull rider from Newton. But I was living in Hollywood at the time, and I ended up going. I rode the mechanical bull at the Saddle Ranch in Hollywood. And then next weekend in Vegas was the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders Association, and I went and watched the finals of the PBR with my buddy. It was Halloween weekend, and I was like, man, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. These guys are like superheroes. They're like jet fighter pilots and rock stars wrapped up in one. And I came back to California, back to L.A., and I found a camp to go practice to learn. And I went up to Gary LaFue's bull riding camp up in Santa Maria, California, and I learned how to ride bulls over a 5-day course, and I met all these kids that bucked out of Riverside and in the L.A. area, and so I started riding bulls for like a year, and it was awesome. And luckily, I didn't get too badly hurt, because it is inevitable that you will get hurt badly riding bulls.
It is so dangerous.
It's unbelievably dangerous.
I'm from Canada, and we have the Calgary Stampede up here every year. I don't know if you've heard of it, but they definitely do bull riding, and it definitely gets crazy.
But there is nothing. I have skydived. I have bungee jumped. I used to race motocross. I mean, there's nothing that compares to strapping on the back of a 1,500-pound animal that doesn't want you there and having the chute open. And it lasts 8 seconds at the maximum, and yet it's the most intense experience. Of the beer will never taste colder than after you get off the back.
You know, y'all seen the movie Borat? Remember Lunel when she was on the mechanical bull?
Yeah.
You know, Rip, you should get in. Lunel does a charity event where a bunch of celebrities get together and they ride this mechanical bull. Have you heard of this event that she does?
I haven't, no.
So much fun. And Lunel is out there, you know, crazy Lunel from Borat. She was a prostitute, y'all, in case you don't know. And she gets on these mechanical bulls, and she gets a bunch of celebrities together, and they raise money for different charities, and the longest celebrity on the bull wins, kind of a deal. But it is so funny to watch Lunel on this motorized bull. Just something I needed to let you know.
I want to see Rib on there. I definitely want to see
this. The best part about mechanical bulls is they don't try and run you over after you fall off.
Right? That's the truth. But real quick, we got a Twitter question because people are Twittering us about the show $100 Makeover on A&E. Check your local listings for those, guys, because they're still airing that show as we speak. Rib is catching up on his DVR of the show. But our question comes from Stacy, and Stacy wants to know, Rib, what do you think, because you said paint, is red a good color for my dining room?
You know, I can't offhand say no, because red can definitely, but I mean, it depends on what red, like blood red or like a Merlot or something, a deeper red. We did a red room. You will see it. You will see it coming up on a future episode for $100 Makeover, I think, in about 2 or 3 weeks. It really works when it's done right, and then you also have to have some accents in the room, because too much red, I think, you know, can be overpowering. But it can work. It can work. But I don't think blood red would work anywhere, but something a little bit deeper, a little bit more soothing can be fine. You know, color of wine. It works.
Mm. Color of wine in the dining room.
Color of wine.
And I have another Twitter question here. From Beverly. And Beverly wants to know, do you say carpet or wood floors for a bedroom?
Personally, I would rather a wood floors and put a rug over it. I think it's just a little classier if you have the option to do that. But I don't carpet in the bedroom is not terrible, because it's your bedroom. You know, you don't want to step on a cold floor. But if you do have wood floors, put a rug down.
All
and
right.
There's some really great laminate floorings, too, that you can go down now that are incredibly inexpensive and so easy to put in. It won't be long before we end up doing one of those installations on $100 Makeover, because they're not that expensive to get. So
there you go. So, Beverly, I hope that helped. There you go. Avery, you have a question?
Well, I have a personal question. I am a girl, like most, with tons of fashion accessories galore. And I guess my question to you is how is there a great way to organize your closet? Is there any tricks? Is there good ways to hang belts? Do you have any feedback? I got chaos.
Closets are tough. Closets are tough because there is definitely bad ways to have closets. You know, you want to have things accessible. All the shelving that are way up high that is out of your reach is where you should, you know, that's where you should have, you can style boxes or bins that you can put things in that you never go at, or your sweaters that you can get to, you know, once or twice a year if you live in California. But the problem is that a lot of these closets, they weren't built that way to begin with. And so you almost have to do like a makeover. I did a makeover on my kids' closets. And I took out everything and took it down to just the bare walls. And I went in and did a custom built-in with the idea that my children can reach only so high, and above that, that's where their shelves would be. Down low is where their hanging towel, their hanging rods would be. And I put a ladder on wheels, like in a library, so it, you know, it coasted from one side to the other, so they had access to the shelves way up at the high. And that's where I stored their toys and things they wouldn't get at. But it's definitely, a lot of times closets were not, they just didn't have the, a lot of times it's just a curtain rod, and that's it. And then you have all this space down below and this space up top, and there's no shelves to put things. So I think don't be afraid to do some research and take some time and maybe redo closets. I know I did a closet on the pilot for $100 makeover, completely redid it, made a long hanging part for dresses. Didn't take up the whole closet, just enough for her dresses, and a shoe rack down below and up at the top.
It was
there,
beautiful.
All the sweater.
I'm so jealous. That's what needs to happen in my closet, I'm afraid. Yeah.
I'll have to come by.
We're going to have a makeover. But, you know, I'm up in Canada, so we might have to...
Are we all over the country right now? This is amazing. You're up in Canada, I'm in Boston.
That's right.
And I'm in New York, and not in L.A. Go figure. I'm on the East Coast tonight. But everyone, check out annetv.com/$100makeover, because there you can see the page on what's going on. The show is every Saturday night. Check your local listings to find out
Saturday
what time
morning.
It is.
Saturday morning.
All right, there you go. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Saturday morning, 9
Perfect.
Time. Good show, $100 makeover. You had a lot of fun doing that show?
I have more fun than I ever thought I would. The crew that I work with are amazing. I would do this with them forever. I enjoy building stuff. There's something very satisfying about building something with your own hands. I enjoy it tremendously.
Yeah, no, that's a fun crew. You know what? The photo that you guys have on the page is so funny. You've got like a big old saw, a tape measure, and a glue gun. That's all you need to do a $100 makeover.
Yeah,
glue gun, tape measure, and a saw.
Leslie Segretti and Robbie Laughlin are just amazing, and we do. We have too much fun doing it, so I'm really.
And you do like everything though, modeling, carpentry, everything. Now I have to ask, do you sing?
I sang tonight, and I think I embarrassed my kids, so but no, I don't go out of my way to sing, but I tell people I make a living of making a fool of myself, so if the opportunity presented itself where I needed to or had to, but I don't go running around singing by myself. I will karaoke, though. I karaoke'd some James Brown Sex Machine once, and I'll tell you, it was the dancing that really blew people away.
Oh my gosh! Now we have to ask the typical question: Rib, are you single? I mean, speaking of sex machines, we need to know. We got to let the cat out of the bag here.
No, I have someone in my life that's very special.
You know what is it with my co-host? Every time, Rib, I have someone on. If it's not Tamara, it's Avery. Always trying to pick up my guest. They're always trying to pick up our guest of the night, Avery.
Hey.
You know what? We're gonna put a cap on you like the BP oil spill.
Oh no.
Is it capped now? Is it good?
It is. It's been capped for more than 48 hours.
Hasn't it? I mean, am I the only one? But it did just seem incredulous that their way of solving it was they were going to jam a bunch of golf balls and crushed up tires down there. Like, that sounds so just like rudimentary. It's like, what? Really? That's the best
Crazy.
You could come up with?
Well, you know, the best I heard of it all was when Wendy Williams said, y'all need to donate your hair because we're going to throw hair in the ocean. The hair is going to sop up all the oil. And she
I saw so many tweets and Facebook posts about hair. I was like, really? This is it? This is what it's come to? Oh, man.
And Wendy Williams donating wigs to the oil spill. I was like, oh, this is just too much. Too much. But you know what, Rib? We've had a fun time having you on the show tonight. Everyone, stay tuned to $100 Makeover. It is possible. You've heard it here tonight with Rib Hillis, and you can see him on the show every Saturday morning on A&E. Check your local listing. Rib, what's next for you?
Well, I said I'm going back to California in the morning to for a callback for something, and $100 Makeover will be in some town somewhere coming up very soon. But we got a bunch of episodes coming up, and so I'll continue to do that. And
awesome.
Knows,
we're crossing our fingers.
End up on some other sci-fi movie or something coming up. I'll make sure you guys hear about it.
Yay!
All right, my friend. Well, listen, you have a wonderful night. Are your kids in bed already?
Oh, yeah. They're in bed, and I'm about to sack out. I got about 4 hours
there you
of sleep
go.
Ahead of me.
Thanks so much for being here tonight.
It was my pleasure.
Go give your kids
Thank
a kiss,
you.
And have a safe flight tonight when you fly to L.A., and whatever you do, keep doing it because you're having fun. And that's what we're all here to do is have fun. So have a great night, Ribbon. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. There you go. Speaking of flying, everyone, the way that I get around is Delta. Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. I hope Ribbon's flying Delta. We should have asked him, right, Avery?
Yes. I love Delta.
How much fun was that to find out how to do things with $100?
Yeah. I mean, especially with the economy and we're all trying to save a little, $100 can go a long way.
It can. And you know what's funny? I think it's so cool when we started talking about the oil spill. He had his little gossip about it, too.
Well, hey, it's kind of a heated topic.
It is. Well, you know what? You can all find Rib Hillis on Twitter, so go to Twitter.com. You can find me on Twitter, too, Max Tucci. Are you on Twitter yet, Avery?
I'm not on Twitter yet, but
you know,
I will get one.
You and Tamara, I don't get how y'all better have it by next Sunday.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of next Sunday, you know we have a good show. We've got Day and Night, twin sisters, okay? Day and Night musicians, and they are taking the radio waves by storm with their songs, and we're going to have them here on the show, so it's going to be a good show.
Yay.
Day and Night. But how fun was tonight? Tonight was good.
Tonight
you know
was
what?
Good.
You know what's good is that when you have a guest like Rib, who's been all over the world, who's done everything, and he's like a humble, cool guy, you could just spend an hour talking to him and feel like y'all been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
He's a good person. I bet jiu-jitsu had a lot to do with that. You know, it centers you, and he's a big jiu-jitsu person, too. But, you know, so Avery Graham, you having fun on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio?
I'm having a blast, Max. Have you woken up yet?
No.
You're saying it was a bit of a struggle.
You know what?
Resuscitated you?
A little bit, but I really need my coffee. But I'm glad I didn't have it because it's been just a long week of a lot of fun. And you know what? There's nothing better than when I leave the studio that I get to go home and I get to go into my nice bed and my sheets. And yes, I'm going to go have coffee because we have 2 minutes to the end. But you know, we were going to play a song tonight from Nelson Mandela, but we'll just have to say happy birthday. We can't sing the song because we don't have the rights to it. But happy birthday, Nelson Mandela.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. To my girl, Nancy Hall, my good friend, Nancy Hall. We went to school a long time ago. And happy birthday, Nancy. So what are you going to plan this week? What are you doing this week?
What am I going to do this week?
Yeah.
Well, I work for another radio station as well. So I'm going to be doing tons of stuff up here in Canada. Tons of crazy stuff.
Well,
I don't get to curl up in my bed.
That's it. Well, tonight, it's still early there. But you know what? It's getting to the midnight hour here. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I want to just give a quote real quick from Nelson Mandela. If you want to make peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy. Then he becomes your partner. I think that's a good quote. Nelson Mandela is such an inspiration. You know, I mean, it's like freedom is coming tomorrow. Did you see that movie? Did you see the movie Serafina? It was good. Y'all go see Serafina. Good
yes.
movie. And I got to say thank you to T-Mobile because I got all my Twitter updates on my T-Mobile Sidekick. So thank you, T-Mobile, for providing that. I can't even speak anymore. But you know what? Rib Hillis was a lot of fun. A&E.com, A&ETV.com. Check that out because that's a good show. And you know what? Twitter him your questions on what you want advice on. I think it's good because he gives some good advice. And I hope we answered thanks to our caller and thanks to our Twitterers. And thanks to you, Avery Graham, for being here tonight on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. I can't wait to get this headset off and get the mic out of my face and get in my car and drive home and be like, But you know what? We're going to have a fun week. Day and Night is coming up next week, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And other than that, Avery, I just hope that you have a wonderful week ahead of you.
I wish you have a wonderful week ahead of you too, Max, and all of our listeners around the world.
Around the world, from Dubai to Canada to LA to Boston to New York to Florida to Bahamas to Costa Rica. We thank you all for tuning in. And wherever else you are that we didn't mention, thank you all. And remember, you can get your archives from all the shows on LATalkRadio.com. Plus, we have an app now on iPhones.
Yeah!
So get that app, download it on your iPhone, be cool, and listen to LA Talk Radio, not only to Max and Friends, but to all the other shows here. We got like 70-something shows. Dina, how many shows do we have on LA Talk Radio now? Do you know?
78.
This is 78 shows. Wow. There you go. And we're growing and expanding. And LA Talk Radio is the place to be. Not only Sunday nights for Max and Friends, but 7 days a week. That's how good we are. How do you like that?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Because we say what we want.
We do on LA Talk Radio. And on that note, everyone, and more to go. That's right. Dina, pull up your mic real quick and say hi to everyone. She's in the control room tonight. Ronan's off. So hi, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Dina's like, I'm not saying anything.
She's like, no, I'm
She's
done.
Like, your time is up. Get off the air. So you know what, everyone? Have a great week and take life to the max.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back.